Okay, today is Daf Pei Tes. We are on Pei Ches Amud Beis, up to the Gemara. So the Mishnah had said that if a rumor goes out about an Eishes Kohen that she got divorced, then we were afraid it's true and she's also to go to her husband. Va'asrinan le agavra, and we make her usher to her husband. Vam Ravashi, Ravashi said, kol de basar nisuin lo chayshinan le. Any rumor after a marriage, we ignore. Says Rashi on the bottom, lo chayshinan le, like five lines from the bottom, kigon. If nisis le kohen, if a woman's married to a kohen, v'yatza alea kol shahaisa zona, and there's a rumor that she was a zona, or gerusha before she got married to the kohen, lo mafkinan le mine. We don't make them leave, we don't make her get divorced. Ella rather, be'edus berura. You need real edus. You need real edus. V'zun esua v'omedithi. She stays married. What kind of thing is that? Guy starts spreading a rumor just to leave her husband? Bring two edim. What kind of thing is that? So, Hachika Amar. Here's what the Mishnah means to say. Yatza shema be'ir mikudeshes hareza mikudeshes. If the rumor goes out that she's married, right? Mikudeshes to mikudeshes. But if rumors go out that she got married and then she quickly didn't get married, she quickly got divorced, hareza mikudeshes. Then she's mikudeshes and then she's mutter to everybody. That's the case.
Why do we need David for that?
What? Because the rumor is in one, the rumor is one sentence. She got married and she got divorced. What's with that? A woman walks into shul. What's with that woman? Oh, I heard she got married and she got divorced. So why don't you believe that? That would change in the whole case. The case, we thought the case was a woman's married, with children, nice woman. All of a sudden, oh, you know what, this woman, I don't believe that. But here, that's not the case. The case is she's married, we heard she's married and she got divorced. So then Shetakas doesn't believe that.
She
what?
Can't go back to a
Kohen. She's divorced. If she's divorced, she can't marry a Kohen. We're not talking about going back. We're not talking about going back now. No. My timer, why? What's the reason for that? Because kol v'shovro emo. The rumor and the breaking of the rumor is hand in hand. She's married and she got divorced. It's hand in hand. So why not believe that? That's a different story. I'm not talking about a case where she's already married and now there's a rumor from before the marriage. None of that. We're changing the whole case. The case is she was married and she got divorced. Woman walks into the shul. Who is that woman? Oh, she got married and she got divorced. Do you believe that? Why not? Oh my, but that's not anything bad. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. A woman, she got married, she got divorced. What's she doing here? She moved in. Very nice. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, it happens to me. She can't marry a Cohen. Why not? Because there's a rumor. I don't know if it's true or not, that she's divorced. Okay, so you want to marry a Kohen to prove it's not true. Very good. Amar Rava, Yatala Shem Mizana Be'ir, if there's a rumor that she was Mizana in a city, Ein Choshesh in La. We're not Choshesh for that. My time, or why not? Pritzutza Ba'amahu Dechazile. What did people saw already? They saw her having an affair. No. So maybe they saw she was talking to men, whatever it was. That's just Pritzus. It's not a Mizana.
They start going to a hotel.
That's a different story. That's not the case. Kitanoi, Achla Bashuk, if someone is eating in the street, or Girgiru Bashuk, or they're hoarding in the street, Hinika Bashuk, or they nurse in the street, Kubakul, in all these cases, Rameir Omer Tetze. Rameir says you can get divorced based on that alone. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mishayisu, Vyitnula, Muzaros Bilavana, and she's married. What does this mean? That they're talking about by the light of the moon?
Spun by the light of the moon.
Spun by the light of the moon.
Which I don't know what that means.
That means that she's hanging around with gadabouts and
she's a yenta.
Yes.
Basically.
Right. So what does that mean?
No, other people.
I'm sorry. It was practice of women to gossip about women in town who are suspected of.
Right. So it's just gossip. People. It's just other gossip. Other people are gossiping about her. Amar Lo Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri Imkei Lo Anachta Bas Alav Rom Avinu Sheyoshevet Tachas Baila. Then how does anyone stay married? Anytime someone yentas about somebody, you have to get divorced, right? Vatara amra ki matzah be'ervas davar. Has to be a real reason over here. Ulahalan hu omer al pishnayim edim al pishlosha edim yakum davar. You have to aid him. Malahalan davar bor avkan davar bor. What kind of thing is that? That's not a grounds for a divorce. A woman's walking around in the street. She nursed her baby in the street. But that means she had an affair. That doesn't mean that. Tanar banan. Now, a bunch of cases here. Number one, Ba'ula in Choshesh in law. There's a rumor that she's a Ba'ula. We don't believe it. Nesua in Choshesh in law. Oh, she's married. Also don't believe that. These are all rumors. Arusa in Choshesh in law. She's an Arusa. We don't believe that either. Shalal Leploni in Choshesh in law. She's not married to Ploni. She's married to someone else. We don't believe that either. Be'er acheres, ein choshesh la. Something happened in some other city. Some rumor. Don't believe that. Mamzeres, ein choshesh la. She's a mamzeres. You don't believe that. Shivcha, she's not really Jewish. She's a shivcha, ein choshesh la. We don't believe that either. Hektish ploni nechasav, if they say that somebody so-and-so was makdish his nechasim, or hifgir ploni nechasav, or he was maskir his nechasim, all these things, ein choshesh la. We don't believe any of that. Very simple.
So rumors have no credence, basically.
Well, doesn't that make sense?
Yes.
Doesn't that make sense? You only asked me yesterday, what about Lashon Hara? I just thought talking bad about people. All right, to say that someone was makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash, it's not a Lashon Hara. I don't know what even that is. But this woman, she had an affair in another city. What kind of thing is that? What kind of thing is that to believe? Amar Ula, Ula said, right? People do it all the time, but there's no credence.
I know.
Now the husband, oh my goodness, someone in the shul said that you divorced from a previous marriage and I'm a Kohen. Just ignore that. It's baloney. Does she have proof? Just because someone said? It'd be a crazy world if people had to change their behavior because someone said. Right? Amar Ula. Ula said that, but however, the Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said that there's a rumor. She has to get divorced. Yeah. Right? Lo shanu, lo shashamu kol havara. Not because there was some kol havara, it's like an echo. Ella, kidei shiyu neiros dolkos. No, it's more than that. The candles were lit, umotos mutzas, the bed was made, umani adam nechnasim viyotzin, and people were coming in and out over there. V'omer and Plonis, miskadeshes hayom, and Plonis got married. What even Plonis got married? Miskadeshes, demaloi kacha, maybe it didn't happen. Ella Plonis, niskadcha hayom. She will become married. In other words, with all that going on, they had a romantic dinner, and everybody saw them together, and now there's a rumor that they got married. That's a different story. That's a different story. That has a lot of legs, right?
They mean
Sue,
or they mean
Arison
here?
Arison. V'chein Tani Levi, lo shi yishma kol havara. Not that you heard some echo. Someone said, they're talking by the hairdresser. That's not what's going on here. Ela kadei shiyu neiros dolkos, there was a candle at dinner, umutas motzas, and the men, v'nashim tovos l'or haner, right? And there were the women there were spinning, they were sewing, v'simchosla? Smechosla, they're all happy, v'omrim, and they were saying, plonus mekadeshes hayom. Again, miskadeshes? It didn't happen. Amar Papa, Ema Plonis Niskad Shayom. It did happen. It will happen.
It was.
That it did happen, right? Amar Rav Bar 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 Chana, Amar Yochanan, Lo Shom, again, Lo Shom Kal Avara. Not that they heard some rumor, just stam a rumor. Elakadeshi Neiros Dolkos, the candles were lit, the mitos motzas, the bed was made, Bnei Adam Nichnasin Vyotzin, people were going in and out. Amru Davar Zeh, who are called? That's the call. Lo Amru Davar Zeh, Lo amru davar ze lo amru davar. No, he didn't say any of that. Zehu amasla. That's the amasla. Remember, the amasla was an excuse. So that doesn't make it. That sentence makes no sense because lo amru. If they didn't say anything, so the whole lo amru lo davar. They closed. They didn't say anything, right? So la fuke. So the answer is, in other words, if they said all that, that is a valid rumor. But if they didn't say all that, that's the excuse. They didn't say anything. They didn't say all that. So Omar Lafuki.
Did you repeat this rumor three times here in the Gemara?
It's different. Three different people. Three different people saying it. Three different Amorayim. Because it's just to show they heard it at different yeshivas.
So there was such romantics back then.
Apparently so.
But what was only invented when?
I don't know. Like
when was that invented? Who invented that?
Harrison was more like just formality.
With Romeo or Juliet.
He later
they
getting married, really, practically.
I hear, I hear.
Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Romeo.
Lafuke midiraba bar Rav Huna. The Amar Amasla Sha'amru, that this is to Lafuke him. He said that the Amasla, Afilu mikan va'ad yud yomim. Even if you come up with this Amasla 10 days later, Kamashron, absolutely not. The Amasla has to be Bishas Maisa. Look at Rashi, Lafuke, right over here. Amasla Sha'amru b'mishmasenu. The Amasla that we said in the Mishnah, Sheshover Es HaKol, that destroys the rumor. It undermines the rumor, right? Vafilu lo yetze im HaKol. If it didn't come out together with the rumor. Ella, lachazman yata havi Amasla. There's a rumor going around that this woman, I don't know, whatever you want to say about her.
This woman.
And the whole, everyone's talking about it. And a month later, someone says, you know what the real story is? Let me tell you the real story. Now, that would have been much more effective had that story, let me tell the real story, the minute the rumor went out. Not waiting 10 days. So, you know what? There's a machlokes. If you wait 10 days, is that a valid amas leaving? These people said no. Right? What kind of destroying of the rumor is that? Kamash Malan, Hacha lo amru davar zehu amasla. V'hachik amar, lo gamru hadavar lahotzi kol mekoyibu mesuyim. Right? Elo hotziu shover imakol. In other words, the amaslas together with the rumor. Kigon. Niskacha plonis besafik. Who the havi amasla? Someone says, you heard that what's her name got married? No, that you heard wrong. That's not what happened. The kedushin was a suffix. That's right away. Right? Aval amru davar mekuyim umesuyim. But if you say something and no one challenges it, sulo mahani amasla. Well, now a month later you come up with, oh, let me tell you what happened really. Right. That sounds very fishy. Okay. So, kamash malan, lo amru, if they don't say anything, or lo amru means now they challenge it, hu dahavi amasla, right? Ha lo amru, lo havi amasla. Ha amru, lo havi amasla. That must mean if they said something later. If they said something later, right? If they said something much later, that's not an amasla. That doesn't destroy the rumor. Why? Because it's so far removed from the actual rumor. Amar of Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar of Rav, Lo Shishamu Kol Havara, not that you heard of some stammer rumor, Havara means like an echo. Ella Kadeshiomru, Ploni, Hey Mehechan Shama, where'd you hear that from? You call up someone, I heard a rumor, your wife was seen going into a hotel with the following man. You have to get divorced now, because someone had a rumor like that. No. Where'd you hear that from?
It's not good, though.
Where'd you hear that from? Miploni. I heard it from Ploni. Uploni, Miploni. And he heard it from him. And you go to the source. Ubokin v'holchin ad shebegin l'davar habarer. Until you get to the truth. So the Gemara says, davar habarer, edus ma'al yisahu. That's good edus. If you get to the bottom of it, that's good edus. What kind of rumor is that? Ella, kiyasar of Shmuel. Listen to this. You're not going to like this answer. Shmuel by Yehuda, Amar of Abba, Amar of Huna, Amar Rav, lo shamakal avara. Just stop hearing the rumors, not enough. Ella, Kadesh Yomru, Ploni Mechan Shama, where'd you hear it from? Miploni. Uploni, Miploni. V'holchu lehem b'din siyam. But they're gone. They're gone. So I'm never going to verify it. I'm never going to verify it because they're gone. But that's a very substantial rumor. That's a very serious story. That you have to maybe get divorced.
Such a stammer.
And you're trying to find the truth. So you can go track them down. We don't know where they are. So they're on some expedition and you're never going to find them again.
To leave her husband based on that?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Didn't the mission say that?
The truth is out there.
Why would they? So are you saying at that point you would believe a rumor?
Well, didn't the mission say that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, but
so we're trying to pin down what kind of rumor? So we're talking about very substantial rumors.
Well, there's smoke, there's fire.
No, that's a rumor.
That's the problem.
Right? Right? So we're trying to say, where there's fire, there's fire.
Right.
That's what you meant to say.
Okay.
Right? Not when there's smoke, there's fire. That's not a rumor.
But now the fire left.
So, right. So we're trying to be as substantiated as possible in order to say, right? Otherwise, it's just Lashon Hara and rumors and, you know how rumors get started. You know how rumors spread. So, so we want to make sure that these are real things. These are real, legitimate concerns. It's very hard. Lamaisa, how do we pass it in these cases?
What happened? Nothing.
Right. Right. No, so that's nothing. That's nothing.
Oh, so
I went to what's his name, and he told me he heard, and it becomes more substantiated. What the get there is, I don't know.
Okay. This is a concern. I mean, this is serious stuff.
Yeah.
And you don't need Aiden, and we believe him because he left the country.
Well, what are you doing? All you're doing is divorcing your wife. That's all you're doing.
Yeah, but
no one's getting punished.
But you make your lives.
All right. So, the rumor. So you're not allowed to stay married with a woman who does something like that.
But you don't know that she did.
Okay. So we're not punishing anybody. We're not punishing anybody.
Yeah, we're punishing them.
Okay. That's not a punishment.
This is the Ashes Kohen.
What? No, that Ashes Kohen means then because Ashes Kohen only.
Yeah, I think Ashes Kohen. The Mishnah said, I thought, but don't say anything. The wife of a Kohen was rumored to be divorced.
No, the Mishnah said if there's a rumor in a city, right, that someone's married, we believe it. That someone's divorced, we believe it. As long as it's no amasla, right? What's an amasla? Amasla is it was a suffix, right?
mitigating factor.
That's all the Mishnah said.
Right,
that's all the Mishnah said. Now we had a whole discussion about other rumors, right? Other rumors, not that the Mishnah was very tame. The Mishnah, the rumor she's married. The rumor she's not married. Now we're talking about affairs and this and right. that. Okay, so we try to be as substantiated as possible. I don't know what the get there is. I don't know. Next. I'm going to buy a letter of Yosef. Mivat lean on kala, or lo mivat lean on kala. Do we, are we mivatel the kol, or are we not mivatel the kol? Right? What does that mean? Does Bezin, like, ignore the kol? You know, stay married? Exactly your question. Do we, are we mivatel? It's such a rumor. So we mivatel it? Don't worry about that. Bezin will say, don't worry about that rumor. It's baloney. We checked it out. It's baloney. So amalei, midamr of chista, ad chi yishmu b'yak sheirim. We have to hear from kosher people. Shmamina mivatelin and kala. Mivatel the kol. Rashi says over here, mipik sheirim, shiyomru miploni, shamanu, v'hu halach lamadina seyam. He's gone. Alma, ikilu rabbanan b'milsa. The rabbanan and mekel. Shmamina, de'i badkina basar hachi, if they check it out, v'ishtakach, and we find shikra, that it's baloney, mivatelin and lay, that we will mivatel it, umachrizin delav kalahu, and we will make an announcement, there's rumors were nothing, umans binan lay, and she could stay married. So, Amalei, Adrav, just the opposite. Midarav Sheshes, Afilu, Mipi, Noshim Havekol. He'd even listen to women. Women come in and say these rumors. Shmamina, Lomalina Kol, but I'm a Vatalit. We even allow non Edom to come say it. Amalei, Asravasa, Ninhu. The answer is, it depends where you live. It goes by different cities. Besura, Mavatle Kala, Benaharda, Lomavatle Kala. If we wouldn't. Now listen to these stories. Who did nafak ala kala? There was a story. The ikacha labar be rav. That some guy married some girl. So asi Rav Chama la avua. Rav Chama went to the girl's father. Amalei emali hechi avi oda. Tell me what happened. So Amalei, the father said, al tnai kaddish. He was mekaddish my daughter al tnai. Adaite de lo azel labe chuzoi. That he wouldn't go to such and such a city. V'azel. And he went. So really, there shouldn't be a kedushin here. Because the tnai wasn't fulfilled. Amalei, kiven de beidna, dahave kala, lo have amasla, since at the time this happened. You didn't mention that. You didn't mention this amasla. Then I really married. Why? Because he didn't fulfill the tonight. Why? Because he said he wouldn't go there and he went there. That night, a month later, I have to come to you to tell me this. Right?
But maybe he only went a month later.
What? No. So what happened? I come to you, tell me the whole story. This is what happened. Now you come up with that excuse? Lav kol kamine de machazekes amasla. Well, now we ignore you. Why? Why? And then she's married. Why? Because Tosfos says, because this he held that you can't come over that amasla a month later. We come over a month later. Oh, by the way, let me tell you what really happened. What really happened? Now you're telling people? Right? When the minute the rumor spread, you should have said, no, there's no kedushin here. He didn't fulfill the tanai. He left. The tanai was, he's not going to leave, and he left. Now I have to come to you to tell me that?
Who's maintaining that they're married? The husband is saying?
I guess so.
Listen, even if they're married, but it was Eris and Alpi Tanai. So now they're not married.
No, so the point is that whole Tanai could be baloney. Now you come with this excuse? How'd you say it at the time? We'll investigate it. Now people have to think up a way how to get out of it. Oh, he made it Tanai. Now you say that? Right? Hahu, another story. Who did never call a kala de skache ba'atifa de tuchla? That he was Makadosh with some kind of seeds? Some kind of like, you know...
Date residue.
Okay, good. Be'ira de Be'shifin, such and such a place. Sholcha Ravidi bar oven la kameh da'abaya. Kiyagav namai, what's the story? Amalei afil l'man da'amar lo mevat li'an kala. Even if you hold, you don't mevat al kals. Ha'baha mevat li'an kala. Here we will. Why? Me'mar amr, ayin be'ra... In other words, me'mar amr, people will say... I knew Bei Rabbanan. The Rabbanan examined B'Kedushe with that Kedushin. Falahavi Behu Shava Pruta. And it wasn't worth a Shava Pruta. That was nothing. What kind of marriage was that?
Sham.
So you don't need the Edom and the Kedushin at all? They're out of the picture.
Correct. Correct. Because Edom, yeah, I saw him give her that.
Well, right.
What was it worth? I don't know. What do I know what seeds are worth. I know what residue is worth. What do I know? I heard he did give it to her. So it could be it wasn't a Shava Pruta.
No, it sounds like you don't even need the Edom. You need the Edom, though.
No, you don't need Edom.
Rumor itself said that she wasn't engaged.
Right. What do you mean? Exactly. Because why? Because it wasn't a Shavu Pruta. Exactly. Next. Who did not forget Kala? There was a story. The Kacha Lechad Mibei Laplanya. That somebody in the town married this girl. Right, and Rashi says on top, V'lo ha'ya omrim le'ezim ha'am. But who? We don't know who it was. So Amar Rava, afil lamanda Amar lamavet lilan kala, even if you hold, normally we're not mevatel kals, hacha, baha, mevat lilan kala. Here we certainly will. Why? Meimar Amar, ayna be'rabanan be'kedushin ve'kedushin kodin ha'yu. The kid, that was a kid who did that. There was a kid for a joke. Man, mother's be'kadosh a woman. That doesn't work. Right?
The kid said that.
No, the town is going to say that there was a kid that was Makadish her.
Oh, wow.
And that doesn't work. So that's a real, very, very good Amasla. It's such a good Amasla, even 10 days later, we're going to believe it. Because everybody will say the rabbis got rid of that marriage because they saw that it was a kid. Right. Right? The rabbis got rid of that marriage because it wasn't worth a Shavapruta. So when you have Amaslas like that, that you can rely on that. There was a rumor that they got married to a kid that everyone thought he was an adult. Yeah, sometimes they have these 12-year-old kids that have a beard already, right? A kid like that, you know?
They're like 6'2".
Yeah, they're 6'2 with a beard and they're 11 years old. But he looks like he's 18, right? So, Amalei of Mordechai Ravashi, Havi Uvda, that happened once. Vamru Adayin Lo Egil, Palgus Ruven. He's still not an adult. Why Palgus Ruven means an adult? It's a pasuk somewhere in Shoftim. Okay, whatever. Shenamar, like it says, Lepalgus Ruven Gedolim Chikre Leiv. Right. So in other words, that's not an adult. It's not an adult. So Rashi says in the second line, Kolomar. Look at the second line. Ein Chachma Loshen Chikre Leiv. He can't think anything out. To the Siv Gedolim who the Islay Chikre Leiv. Only Gedolim have that. The kids don't have that. Katan don't have that. Zeu Afal Pisha Gufo Aruch. Even though he's tall and he's got hair on his face, Nikahu Labrios b'maisav shu cotton b'shanim. Doesn't matter. He's still a cotton. He's still a kid, right? Kishin esaziv la'acher meimar omri ayni rabbanan b'kedusha v'cotton b'shanim hava. They examined it and it was a cotton. It was a good. It was a Purim joke, right?
They're gonna. How old is he? Has to be under 9 or
under 12? Under 13? Under 13? Under 13?
So the 12-year-old marries
a nachal.
Well, it's probably an issue though.
No, nachal. It's nachal. You have to be 13. So he looked like he was 13. He had a beard. Looked like he was like, 18-year-old kid. No, they examined it. It was nothing.
This question over the years, like a play, someone marries someone, and the question was it real or not?
But the big questions.
Right. But he was saying it's nothing under 13.
Excuse me. Don't we say the standard is Shtei Saros? Why do we change the standard here?
It's not the standard.
But Shtei Saros.
Shtei Saros with years.
With years.
With years. You have to have both.
Right.
You have to have both.
And over here, you don't.
He had Shtei Saros. He didn't. I said the thing about the beard. Oh, I said that. Okay. Doesn't necessarily have to have it. Then I'm just trying to give an example how a 12-year-old kid could look like he's older. How could that be? He has something to see. They have a little facial hair. It doesn't mean anything because you have to have years also. Right? The question though is the other way. They have the ears, but they don't have the hair.
Gotcha.
Right. Okay. Next. Ubovad shalot tehe sham amasla. As long as there's no amasla. Amar Rabba bar Barhuna, amasla shal amra filu mikanvad esay asar yamim. Even if it's in a long time later, somebody comes up with some amasla. Rav Zid Amar, no. B'makom amasla, listen to this. B'makom amasla, choshishin la'amasla. If we can come up with an amasla, we will do that on behalf of the people. B'makom amasla, if there's something to say, choshishin la'amasla, we're choshish for it. Look at Rashi. B'makom amasla, choshishin la'amasla. Afilu ein amasla, there's no amasla here. El makom u'pesach yesh l'davar. We could say something. We can say something. Maybe we should say it. That's a very radical thing to say.
But you know why? But
well, we will say it even though no one said it.
Right,
no one said it, but there's something to say.
But you know what?
Like what? That wasn't really a 13-year-old kid. No one said. No one mentioned that issue. But if it's Taka, something to say, says Rav Zvid, we would say that. Right, right. So Eisvei. Eisvei of Papal of Zvid, Ubulvad Shalot Tehe Amasla. What are you talking about? Didn't it say, as long as there's no Amasla? Didn't the Mishnah say that? The Mishnah said, there's no Amasla. What are you making up Amaslas? What are you making up things? So, Amalei, no. B'makom Amasla Kamar. What the Mishnah meant to say was, there's nothing to make up. Amalei of Kahana, or of Papa, Vat Lo Tispra, don't you hold from this idea? Don't you hold from this? Vatnan, but we're learning like this. Okay, ready for the case? The case is like this. A woman is married. Her husband goes away. We don't know where he is. Somebody comes back and says, your husband died. She gets kedushin now from husband number two. Only kedushin. Only kedushin. Then husband number one walks back and back. He comes back. So the halacha is she can go back to husband number one. Why? Because all she had was kedushin. All she had was kedushin. They didn't live together yet. Once they have nisuin with the second guy, and now husband number one shows up, she has to leave both husbands. It's a knas, right? It's a knas that she shouldn't have. She should have been much more careful, right? Just to accept the ring from somebody and to plan a wedding, that's not such a big crime. The husband comes back, the kedushin's bottle. Now, how does the kedushin get bottled?
You couldn't accept the kedushin if you already married someone.
Exactly. So vatnan, here we go. It says niskadsha, so she got a kedushin. Va'achar kach ba'baila. Then the husband shows up. Yeah, I look like I was dead, but I managed to survive. Here I am, I'm back. So moteras lach, so she can go back to her husband. Now, why can't she go back to her husband? Lav mishum, isn't it because the Omri, because we say, al tnai kaddish. She was only married on condition that the husband was really dead.
Right.
On that tnai, right? Says Rashi, lav mishum. It's a long Rashi, but it's worth to read. Lav mishum. The yesh kan makom amasla lismacholav. That's exactly an amasla. We made that up. It must be there was a tnai, right? Dechi mahadrile lagavra, amrinon vada yesh pesach ladavar, shal tnai kincha sheni. The only condition of the second one, sheim, yavo, baila, shegirsha, mimadina sayam, that doesn't mean divorced here. If the husband who left to overseas returns, shir kedusha betalin, this kedusha is batal, right? Shaya baila chavivla, El kach girsha shloya yachol lavo. I'm not sure what that means. Alma afakav de lo yotza amasla ze meolam samchin aleha. Even though no one mentioned anything like this, we're mentioning it. We're imputing what's going on here. We're imputing a story. We're imputing that the second kedushin was only on tonight. The first husband never really comes back. But if he comes back, right? We're imputing all that.
Why would it even need to be off tonight?
Because
you can't have a kaddish someone who's married.
Right. So the question now I'm wondering is, right? I had that problem.
Good point.
Right. Very good point. The question is.
But you're thinking he's dead because for some reason you got a rumor that he's dead. You didn't do it just because you decided you're going to have somebody to live it for the time being.
That's what Rashi says. What happened was, we say it like this. We're going to impute as follows. Really, husband number one, before he left, he gave her a get. And he said to her, I don't want to leave you hanging. I don't want to leave you hanging. So I'm going to give you a get. Then what happened? They came back and said, no, he died. Good, he died. Now I can for sure get married. Right? Now husband number one comes back. So that said, she can go back to husband number one. Husband number two, gave her a ring. Right. Oh, it was only on Tanai that the husband number one wouldn't come back.
It was an implied Tanai.
We're making up this Tanai.
Right.
We're making this up. Tonight. Why?
She was really?
Really? She loves husband number one. Right. Why did he give her a get? Because they wanted her to be an aguna.
Exactly.
So if he comes back, they'll get remarried. So the second, now we're imputing that the second husband married her on this Tanai. That if your first husband shows up, I'm going to withdraw.
And why would she get a kenas if she actually married?
Oh, so we're going to get to that in a second. Right? We're only talking about kedusha now. That's what happened. He showed up. Right?
Okay.
Now, so what do you see? That when we have a chance to impute something, we certainly do it.
Right?
Right? Right? Lav mishum da amrina al tanai kidesh. The whole thing is on a tanai. Right? There was a geirushin, and now the tanai was only if he doesn't come back, right? So the Gemara says, shiny hustle. What are you talking about? The asi bal v'kama ara. The husband's here. He walked into the room. I never gave her a get. Right. What are you talking? What are you people talking about? You're making up a whole story. Here I am. There's no get. I left, and now I'm back. So the kedushin is not chal. The kedushin was not chal. You can't marry two people. I never died. I never divorced her. The kedushin is not chal. Ihachi nisei nami. So then what's the difference if she got married to someone else or not also? Oh, that's a different story. Nisei is to offer isura. Right. She didn't have her already. Kansa rabbanon. Niskacha lo offer isura lo kansa rabbanon. Right? That's a knas now. They actually had to live with the guy. That's a big knas at Aveira. You should have been more careful. You should have checked to make sure he didn't die. You didn't do all that. Ah, you took a ring from somebody. Big deal. Right? Okay, big deal. And I did more than that. You could have kids even running around. Right? It could be. It could be years later, 2 years later. You have a child already. That's a different story.
So
So the question was, you see, we imputed our masla. Absolutely, that's not a question at all. We don't impute our maslas. Oh, this case doesn't prove that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay. Next. Amar Rav Ashi, kol kala delo is chazek bebeidina lav kalu. Any rumor not substantiated in bezin, it's not a rumor. Whichever makes it happy. Amar Rav Ashi, kol kala debasa nesuin, lo chashin la. Also, any rumor that comes after nesuin also is nothing. Ha debasa erisin, but if it's after erisin, what are these ants doing here?
No.
Oh, debasa, huh?
Terrible.
Basar erisin, after erisin, chashin la. We are choshesh. Rav Chaviva amar filu debasa erisin, naim lo chashin la. We also don't care. Vilchasa, lo chashin la. The halacha is, we don't care. Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Sholchalebi bei Rav l'Shmuel. They asked the following question: Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu Yatz. You know what? We're going to stop here. We'll stop here. We have 1 minute, and the truth is that really the Amma tomorrow is very, very short. We'll finish. We'll for sure finish. We'll finish. Because tomorrow Rabbag is giving a shiur from 8:30 to 9 on the practicalities of Gittin. Yeah. 8:10. We'll start on time, and we'll finish by 8:30. All right, everyone have a good day, and a good Shabbos, and a good Chodesh.